We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, it's 4 o'clock Central Standard Time on this Sunday live worldwide broadcast. Already the 16th day. The 16th day, ladies and gentlemen, of November 2014. I know stations re-air the live show also at different times. Thank you so much for joining us. I am your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every single Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time. Don't forget the weekday show, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. as well, or the nightly news, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time as well. Where to begin? So many important stories. There's a report out in the London Independent that ISIS is actually 7 times bigger than what the CIA is saying. Well, you notice I've been saying it's 250,000 to 300,000 fighters since the beginning of the name change 6 months ago. Because ISIS is just the name of the Al-Qaeda forces out of Saudi Arabia that have been attacking Syria for 4 years. So when they say ISIS is 16,000 or 25,000, that is absolute poppycock. This is a organized criminal operation funded by Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Turkey, and the West. NATO, Israel's involved. It's just a fact. See, I don't go where I want to go. I go where the facts are. And it's not hard to have these facts. This is all well known. But it's now in the news that the Kurdish estimates are they're fighting 200,000. That's the London Independent. That is all coming up today. That's just one little tidbit. CIA weighs expanded role in ISIS fight. Got another stack of news here and a video I want to get to. Florida school children terrorized by police for their safety. It's on CBS News locally. Police officers draw guns during unannounced active shooter drill and terrorize them. This isn't an accident. This is done nationwide. I want to decompartmentalize the police today and explain to them why they're doing this. It's not the mission they've been told. We're going to break that down as well. The news behind the news, the rest of the story. Vladimir Putin to leave G20 early after tense meeting with David Cameron. Cameron, when Putin walked over, said, I don't know if I'm going to shake your hand. I guess I will, but let me tell you one thing. You get out of Ukraine. This is how wars start. Imagine a Canadian that has no connection to Ukraine that's been half Russian forever. The West has overthrown the country. And now this guy waddles over and tells Putin, get out. This is thug level. You don't do that in diplomatic circles. This is unprecedented. And the Russians are leaving. And they've came to the G20 and said the gloves are off. As I've said, I don't sanctify, I don't lionize, I don't deify the Russians or Putin. But they're not the people trying to take my guns or sign me on to foreign derivatives packages in the trillions. They're not the ones surveilling me. The Russians are under attack. The Russians are being destabilized. The Russians have the West in there trying to overthrow and take their gas pipelines where they sell gas to Europe at low prices. I find no fault. Like Pontius Pilate, I said I don't compare them to Christ. No, he's certainly no devil, but he's certainly no Christ. But Vladimir Putin, they love to demonize a person. The larger issue here is Russia itself is not on the offense. And the West wants to conquer Russia just as they've conquered America. The globalists that have conquered the West want to conquer Russia. And that's just a fact. And so my North Star, my default is the truth. Does that mean the Russians haven't done horrible atrocities over the last 200 years to Ukrainians? That's really been a Germanic area before 200 years ago. Does that mean that Stalin didn't kill 10 million kulaks? No, I know the history. The point is they're getting along, and along comes George Soros to destabilize the country. We've got reporters in Ferguson with breaking news as well. Big news on Bill Cosby and more. Stay with us.
the earth riches of wisdom. So we have even right there.
What's his name?
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live on this November 16th, 2014, Sunday worldwide broadcast. We'll be here for the next 2 hours. I am your host, Alex Jones. I want to open the phones up at the bottom of the hour on a host of news issues. And then at the bottom of the next hour, roughly an hour and 25 minutes from now, we will have Joe Biggs and Ja'Kari Jackson, who are the folks that got the footage of the media being attacked and they got shot with rubber bullets back during the last Ferguson blowup. Well, they're saying that the grand jury tonight or tomorrow will decide whether the bill or no bill with an indictment of this police officer. And police departments across the country in major metro areas like Chicago, D.C., New York, Los Angeles are bracing for riots, racial attacks, you name it. Who knows what will happen if this takes place, because a lot of race-baiting black leaders have been out in the news saying that all hell's going to break loose if this officer isn't indicted. Listen, all I try to do is send reporters to the scene, gather the facts, and report the truth. Overall, most of the demonstrators have acted responsibly. There have been some groups mixed in with the demonstrators that have looted repeatedly and shot at police and thrown Molotov cocktails. And there has been a bad element that's piggybacked on this. That said, now with all the witnesses and the video, reportedly the grand jury scene, it's true that this gentleman who had just shook down and reportedly strong-armed someone at a convenience store, charged and attacked the officer. And so it looks like he should be no-billed. And so if he's innocent, he should not be indicted. That said, we would say, hey, we're reporters in an area that was that the police had not even said move out of, and they went on orders to go ahead and shoot my reporters and Vice reporters and Al Jazeera reporters with rubber bullets and tear gas, and would chase my reporters down and assault them. So I got to say, a lot of shameful behavior by the police, shameful behavior by the looters. And we would catch looters and say, there's a looter right over here. And the police would run up with shotguns and say, I will effing kill you. In fact, the cop that did that got suspended. It was a Ferguson PD officer. It's just a mess. I mean, it's just a unprofessional mess all the way around. But with all that's going on in our country, the racial divide that's been pushed by the Democrats and by Obama for 7 years, well, 8 years if you count the election, and MSNBC saying you're racist if you don't support Obamacare, you're racist if you aren't for gun control, turn your guns in, and Michael Moore saying white people that own guns have them because they're racist. He says that all the time when he has armed bodyguards and own guns himself. They are the number one fanners of the flame that have created this atmosphere. And watching how the federally trained police and even state police acted with the local police and sheriff's department tells me that if riots break out that need to be put down and need to be stopped, you have no right to go burn somebody's house or business down because of a verdict in a grand jury. Whether you think it's a proper verdict or not, you don't have a right to go randomly attack innocent people or burn down their businesses because of that. But separately, then, if the police get out of hand and try to attack reporters or the general public or use it as a way to try to clamp down on the public, well, then that's a tyranny as well. So this is a real tightrope that's being walked here. And seeing what I saw on the live video feeds that we all watched here and that millions tuned in and watched with our reporters on the ground, and seeing just the across-the-board behavior is extremely worrisome. And this country is undoubtedly a powder keg. Now, police departments, the AP is reporting, are bracing across the country for a verdict tonight or the next few days. Our reporters are in Ferguson. They'll join us, as I said, at the bottom of the next hour. This may not be the big trigger, and I hope it's not. I hope there is no big trigger. But as the welfare checks continue to come but don't have as big a buying value and basically become devalued pieces of junk, you're going to see more crime. I don't care if it's a black community, poor white community, Native American community, Hispanic community. You've got 50 million Americans on food stamps, about 100 million on assistance. And as the dollars devalue, this is already happening in Europe and other areas, as their currencies are devalued. There's a global race to devalue currencies right now by private central banks. As that happens, you will see crime increase. And because media has pushed racial division, people tend to form up into racial gangs like prison. Because, oh, then it's okay to go out and mug somebody because they're black and you're white, or they're white and you're black, or you're straight and they're gay. We all know how this psychology works. A lot of criminals aren't psychopaths or sociopaths. They rationalize that you're driving a nice Lexus, so you deserve to be carjacked. They rationalize that, you know, your wife was wearing a hot outfit, so she deserved to be raped. They're criminals, they're mentally ill, they have twisted minds, bad upbringings, whatever the case may be, but they rationalize what they're doing. They're not actual sociopaths or psychopaths. They're predators, though. And they will decide that what they're doing is okay in their own twisted logic. And I've talked about this in the last few weeks here on air. Almost everyone I know is being shaken down in Austin, Texas, even in nice areas, by folks. And last night I had a white guy come up and say, I need money right now. You need to give it to me, or, you know, things aren't going to go well. I was coming out of a grocery store at like 7 at night. This stuff's going on now. And I just ignored him, gave him a real serious look, got in the car. But the funny thing about it was, in the past, I wouldn't carry all the time. But lately, things have gotten so serious pretty much all the time. I sort of get in the truck where I've, you know, got a firearm. It's sad that we've gotten to that, but definitely crime's up. Definitely there's some issues going on. And a lot of it's racial. This was a white guy last night who did the same thing. He didn't say, give me money or I'll hurt you. He bugged his eyes out and said, you need to give me money. I'm not going to ask twice. I said, what's that mean? And he turned and walked away because I didn't basically start urinating on myself. But most people who've been domesticated and trained, I guess, would give the guy money. I had that happen a few weeks ago with a big black guy came up and did that and got real aggressive and bowed up and said, give me money right now. And I just basically, I didn't freeze up. I just got ready to fight. And he turned and walked off to find somebody. It was an easier target. I just started getting ready. I've gotten the point. I just can't put up with it anymore. I just started getting ready. And it happened to Anthony Gucciardi, who's a writer here. It happened to one of our computer people who's done consulting for us in the past. Max Cabrera was on the news getting beat up, broke his nose, 4 black guys, 5 black guys, sexually assaulted his girlfriend on 6th Street for no reason. The police have the videos. They said no reason, just attacked him. So my point is, this country's a powder keg, and thug life has been promoted, not just in the inner city black communities, but across the board. It's a gang mentality that's been promoted in young people. And that gang mentality's gotten into the military. It's gotten into police. It's a big problem. I mean, the military, they say upwards of 20% are now in hardcore criminal gangs. Crips, Bloods, Mexican Mafia, different Aryan groups. I mean, it's just, things are reverting back to kind of a road warrior scenario. This is what happens with dumbed down populations. You don't associate with a gang of liberty and freedom and due process and being honorable. That's the real gang, is having a good family name and people know they can do business with you. No, men are reverting to like a mindless sports culture. That's all they care about. All they care about is, you know, I'm not knocking sports, but it's become gladiatorial like Rome, and we are a degenerating society. So that's why we're watching Ferguson very, very closely. It's a powder keg. Coming up, the latest on Obamacare, and I want to open the phones up. I'll give the number out in the next segment. Here comes Gruber tape number 5, the Obamacare architect. saying basically what Zuckerberg said of Facebook. Americans are dumb effers. They're dumb. We deceive them. Ha, ha, ha. We rip them off. More tapes on that. There's so much coming up. And Bill Cosby. I'll tell you what I think about that. Stay with us.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, it's now publicly admitted that Obamacare, by its own architect, was paid $400,000 to help write it from MIT, was written to massively increase healthcare costs on healthy people and to lower the quality of everybody else's healthcare and centralize it so that big insurance companies could force you to buy insurance and then give you low quality coverage and could jack up prices and get past old state laws that didn't let them basically gouge people. That's why the Republican leadership, Boehner and McConnell, have said they can't repeal it, or they don't want to repeal it, or they can't repeal the whole thing. Here comes Gruber tape number 5. Was this written by my adolescent children by any chance, as he makes fun of a crowd? Melissa Francis said that when she worked at CNBC, they stopped me from telling the truth about Obamacare. I was silenced and told not to warn people on the financial channel. Here's another headline out of CBS News. Children will be fined, close quote, if you fail to sign up for Obamacare. People are going to be in for a shock. Oh, yeah. It'll be thousands per person. $5,000 per person. And it doesn't matter if you even have insurance, like my parents have on Blue Cross Blue Shield. They've already had their prices doubled last year. They just got a letter that because Blue Cross, because they haven't had claims basically ever, because of that, they're going to be fined on top of having their insurance because it's too low, even though it just doubled. So I hope everyone enjoys that. CBS News reports the penalty is meant to incentivize people to get coverage, said senior analyst Laura Adams of InsuranceQuotes.com. This year, I think a lot of people are going to be in for a shock. The financial penalty for skipping out on health coverage will be more than triple. In 2015, up to 2% of income, depending on which is higher. Children will be fined at half the current rate. Isn't that nice? Children will be fined. And you can't keep your doctor in it. I mean, just a total screw job. And they admit it's a new tax, but the money goes to corporations. That's what the big banking regulation changes have been, is to shut down small banks. The big boys are in control. Crony capitalism. Gruber has been Grubered again, saying stupid Americans falling off a building. That's the article out of WorldNet Daily, where he says, yeah, when people discover it, and he laughs, he says it'll be like falling off a building. We've got all 5 clips, and we'll play those in the next segment, but I'm tempted not to play them. Everybody's already heard them a bunch. They're on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You know what he said. Kind of like one of the main architects, Ezekiel Emanuel, Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, admitted, yeah, there's death panels. Yeah, we're going to ration care. And yeah, it's meant to ruin health care and force you into a single-payer system, but still administered by private groups. So you just get a private government, not privatization, private institutions with government power gang-raping you and your family. But here's a big question. They jumped the shark with the banker bailout, tens of trillions of dollars to foreign banks. They've done all this other stuff and gotten away with it. Have they gone too far? Because they will go too far. That's the nature of evil. They will go and go and go. They're not accountable. They're compartmentalized, so it's hard to finger one person that's behind it. That's why they get away with so much, is because it is a bureaucracy, a corporate and governmental interface. But how much can they get away with? What is a bridge too far? Is there any end? Is there any bottom to the abuse? They now have drones flying around. That's being reported by mainstream news. I've got it here on the stack. Stealing your cell phone data for the NSA. Police departments under federal grants have put up fake cell towers everywhere, stealing your data illegally. All of it's a felony, but they do it. And sometimes they actually stop bad guys with it, but There's a reason we don't have this, because it's illegal, because Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia did it, but our founders made it illegal because they'd lived under it 230-something years ago. There's a reason we've been prosperous. We've never been perfectly free, but we tried to stay free. If you don't withdraw your support from tyranny, if you don't resist oppression, there is no bottom. The bad guys take over. There's no checks and balances. Everything goes to hell in a handbasket. Look at all the decadent signals we see. Look at the cycle we're in. We're in the bottom of a very, very decadent cycle. I want to pull out of this now before Katie bar the door. Here's the toll-free number. I want to hear from you on Obamacare, on Gruber. How far will they go? Will the Republican leadership get away with not repealing Obamacare? I don't want to hear about repealing some of the provisions. I want it all gone. But are they counting on our stupidity? Are they counting on the fact that we're ignorant? I think the political realignment of 2 weeks ago says something different. Doesn't mean I think the Republicans will save us, but it shows the public's angry. The Democrats have had the biggest losses they've had since 1921. And in the states, since pre-Civil War. So this is a big deal. The Republican leadership better know they're in trouble. But plus, are you going to let the globalists totally bankrupt and loot the country? Obama says he's about to sign executive orders for totally open borders and legalize anybody that can get here. And you have amnesty status to any kid in the world as a refugee, period, if they're poor, a reason to come here. That'll bankrupt us overnight. That's the plan. Bring us to our knees. Make us dependent on them. Cloward and Piven. Gun control. He says he's going to use the UN treaty to restrict guns in the new year. Treaty goes into effect that we haven't ratified. The 24th is a Christmas gift to us. Christmas Eve. I want to get your take on all this. First-time callers, 877-789-ALEX. And again, you don't have to even be a first-time, a long time. Haven't called in 6 months? I want to hear from you. I want to give new folks a chance, or folks that haven't been able to get in a while. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And we will get you up and on the air. The Sunday number is a different number than the weekday, because we produce the whole show in-house here on Sundays. 877-789-2539. And we will get you up and on the air here today. You can also shoot Twitter questions, tweet at Real Alex Jones, tell me any questions or comments you've got. We'll try to read some of those out on air. That's Real Alex Jones on Twitter as well. How much will you put up with is the question. Because the average person that had health coverage has seen it doubled. If you were poor under Medicaid or Medicare, depending on your age, you already got basically free health care. There's all these charity health care systems. Folks just don't know how to access them. We had the best health care in the world just 30 years ago. Government involvement with special interest and big HMOs and insurance companies looting things has now put us way down the line in healthcare, and now they're getting ready to wreck it. They don't want the average person to have it. They're getting ready to loot this as just another government tax. They always want more, but this time they split the money with the federal government. Some of the states get some of the money, and then the private corporations. And the average small local insurance company that does a good job and takes care of people, they're going to be shut down. And that's what this has all been done for. The big insurance company stock is up. The small insurance companies are shutting down. It's about monopolies. 877-789-ALEX. Look forward to taking your phone calls coming up. We've got the latest on ISIS, Bill Cosby. We'll also look at NRA warns of Obama-fueled in-run around Constitution on gun rights. It's all coming up. And the latest on Ebola as well. Stay with us.
On the march, the Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It was back in 1996 when I first interviewed the author of Compromise, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA, Terry Reid. In fact, I want to find him and get him back on. He hadn't been on in like 5-6 years. And he was there at Mena, Arkansas, and saw Bill Clinton and saw Republican leaders and others at the airport where the goodies were coming in. And I've interviewed a lot of other eyewitnesses and folks about that. And we said at the time that the 1993 election was basically staged and that they were working together behind the scenes. And it had been released later that George Herbert Walker Bush met 11 times publicly, but also a bunch secretly, more than any other governor when he was president, with Bill Clinton. And, of course, it's come out that Bill Clinton and Hillary are both CIA-trained, and that George Herbert Walker Bush was. They tried to keep that secret and said that he was made director, never being there. But it was declassified that he was even in Dallas in 63 and ran a bunch of covert operations. So that's the truth. So now in the Daily Mail, he's my brother from another mother. George W. Bush gushes about unlikely pal Bill Clinton, who ousted his father from the Oval Office. Yeah, right. And it is just so ridiculous. And these guys have this charity together for the Haitians and the rest of it. And the Clintons keep like half the money for their own private airplanes and things. It's just such a joke. This is everything wrong with politics in this country. But I remember all these insiders that I would interview, the folks from the Clinton Chronicles, state police officers, Bill Clinton's former chief of staff, I mean, when he was governor, all these people that were confirming that it was totally staged. Here's Clinton tweeting, "Receive my copy of 41 by 43, George W. Bush touching tribute." See, you can't have like North Korea, a dictatorship, so they just have these rhino Republicans working with the Democrats behind the scenes. And that's how they continue their control. And who are the Bush-type Republicans targeting but the Tea Party right now? I'm going to go to your phone calls here on Obamacare, but look at this story. D.C. police plan for future seizure proceeds years in advance in city's budget documents. D.C. police have made plans for millions of dollars in anticipated proceeds from civil seizures, that's why there's a quota, cash and property, even though the federal guidelines say agencies may not commit to such spending. Yeah, see, they had state asset forfeiture seizure for 30 years. It got very corrupt and no due process, just taking the money out of your wallet, no drugs, nothing illegal found. So we got a law passed federally, you couldn't do it. So the feds had another law passed. You can have asset forfeiture seizure as long as it's federally run. You can get up to 90% of the proceeds back. So now the police grab the money, give it to the feds and get it back at the department level. If it's state level, it goes into a general fund and they don't see it. That's in the Washington Post. And now they are trying to turn the police into nothing but pure pirates. Just like the IRS, no judge, no jury, no indictment. The New York Times reported 3 weeks ago, takes the bank accounts of people with no criminal record because their deposits are small. And they say that shows evidence of criminal activity. No judge, no jury, no due process. And hey, death panels, that's illegal. They're doing it. It's in Obamacare. They say it's legal now. Raking over the coals. What won't you put up with? Well, you already put up with quite a bit. So the sky's the limit. You're going to put up with a lot more, boys and girls, as the government, the criminal elements of it, publicly ship in the majority of the narcotics. So when dummies, low level, go out and sell it at the residential retail level, they can grab them up and get that money as well. That is quite a business operation. And there's not one cop I've talked to in 15 years that doesn't go, of course, the feds ship in most of the drugs. And the CIA Inspector General back in 97 came out and admitted, yes, we do this. And a month and a half ago, they declassified that the CIA targeted Gary Webb, the award-winning journalist who wrote Dark Alliance and exposed CIA drug dealing. He's been vindicated. It's all now come out. Of course, they went to his house and shot him twice in the head. Might have been cartels, too, though. They want to keep the drugs illegal. They've been threatening. It was mainly cartels that were threatening Gary at the end because they didn't want to shake up the apple cart. They need to keep drugs illegal. So it's not treated as a disease and it's pathetic and then it's not cool and stylish. You make it illegal. It's like the roaring 20s with alcohol prohibition. You make everybody want to be involved in it. They say cocaine should be as cheap as basically a bag of tea. Grows as easily. cheaper than chocolate. But it's not. I don't know. I haven't looked what the price is lately, but it's a lot of money. And that's an example. But with the other hand, the government pushes a new freedom initiative from the Clintons, from the Bushes, the forced drugging of kids, the forced psychological assessment of kids in public schools. So, again, I ask you, what is it you won't put up with? How about our government funding Al-Qaeda? Changing their name to ISIS to confuse the public when the military woke up to it. War with ISIS. Islamic militants have an army of 200,000. That's now being an independent. Remember, I told you it was 300,000? Because that's how big the jihadi Al-Qaeda army is. It's renamed. It's not 16 or 25,000 like they've been saying. It's over 200,000 conservatively. I got an email a while back going, why do you say it's 200 something thousand? Why it's 1,500, 1,600, or 16,000 or whatever it is? I'm like, because this is Al-Qaeda army. We know how big it is. And wait till they attack us, because they're a real terrorist group. It's just the globalists above us have funded them, turned them loose to come and go after us. And then our military gets to go fight and die, fighting a real enemy, but that was funded, manufactured by the very same globalists that run our country. Until we realize how the world really works and grow up, ship the drugs in, create the crisis, offer the solution, build prisons everywhere, launder the money back to the police departments, their asset forfeiture seizure, and the big banks. You ever hear about big banks that launder, get caught laundering billions, getting in trouble? No, you don't. Or they pay a 1% fine. But you or your kids gets caught with a marijuana cigarette, there's going to be hell to pay. You're not supposed to pull up to a checkpoint in a free country and ask, do you have any drugs, guns, or paraphernalia in the car? As if guns are illegal. They do that in Texas and Missouri and all over. Well, what do you mean, do I have any guns? Yeah, I've got a M4 right here. Oh, I need you to go right over here. Get out of the car. You got a gun. See, doesn't matter. We fought to have the law saying we've got the right to that M4. The police have been told to act like it's illegal or act like it's bad. In perception, and Hollywood does that. We're going to break and coming back with Bob, Sherry, Ryan, Rachel, Andrew, Robert, John, Ronnie, Robert, Itamio, Ron, Anthony. We're going to all of you straight ahead, but be ready because each caller gets about a minute. I want to move to the next person. We will sell out of this, as unfortunately I predicted, by tomorrow. It is the best seller we've ever had. It is Secret 12, 2 years in the making. I've been taking it for about 4 to 6 months. I took an earlier version we were testing. This is the same type that you basically inject, and in the studies and things, it's just a lot more absorbable sublingual. You don't inject this, though. But this is the same type that you inject. Well, 80% of it is. It's the methylcobalamin, and then it's the other 20%. It's all organic, and it's amazing. It is the purest form of nutraceutical-grade vitamin B12 fusion out there, and it's incredible. Most stuff's synthetic. Most stuff is not absorbed when you take it by pill or take it in your mouth. This is special. Secret 12, developed by InfoWarsLife.com and our researchers, our doctors, our chemists. Secret 12, InfoWarsLife.com, and your purchase supports the transmission, or call 888-253-3139. We have operators ready to answer your questions, tell you about specials and discounts. You get 5% off all the products with promo code NOW at InfoWarsLife.com, or when you call, NOW is the promo code to get 5% off. We have some other discounts as well, 888-253-3139. Discover the secret.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Radio, 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 radio. Radioactive. We're here to be active. We're here to try to have a free society, not be overrun by criminals. When you lay down, criminals take over and overrun you. They got lots of fancy excuses for why. Ron, Anthony, all of you, Bob, Sherry, everybody. We are going to be going to your phone calls, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, we're going to go to them right now. Ron in Florida, I see on the screen, is asking, why is Gruber not being sued? If you don't know who Gruber is, he's one of the main architects of Obamacare, met at least 10 times with Obama, in private. And then there's a video we played Friday, bragged that he and Obama said the public can't know it's going to increase prices. And they came up with a deception for the dumb Americans. I mean, these are words they use. So you ask, why is he not being sued? Yeah, we're all being affected. We could all have a class action suit. But why would they be so bold? Why would they say that it would cut your health care in half and it doubles it? Why would they say there weren't death panels and there are? Why would they be? Because they think we're done, folks. Ron in Florida, that's a great question. What's your take on that?
My take is that we have a giant Ponzi scheme in every state. The states are our only hope because they can call an Article 5 convention and we can pass amendments and we can take over the power of impeachment and get rid of the people in Washington, which is a corporation. People don't know that. But we should sue everyone who's involved with this scam, with this criminal fraud. Thing is, you know, where are the lawyers? Don't we have any conservative lawyers? I only hear about Judicial Watch, Jerry Sekulow, and ACLJ, and that's about it. It took them to get Lois Lerner's email.
Well, I know this. I've always been against having a constitutional convention because the globalists could use it to take over. But they're already doing it to begin with. So, yeah, we should have the states withdraw, have a con. It's in the Constitution. And then declare the federal government basically null and void and overthrow all these unconstitutional actions through the power of the state votes. And that's why they teach you there's no state power. The states can do nothing because the states are the answer. They are the check and balance that's there. Great point. Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and talk to Bob. Bob in North Dakota, you're on the air.
Alex, love your show, man. Love your brother. You're a fellow brother in the fight here. Look, two very important things. A while back on Rush Limbaugh, I heard that he came up with, discovered that the IRS cannot fine you if you don't have Obamacare if they don't owe you a refund. If they owe you a refund or you owe them money, they can fine you. So everybody should structure their taxes as such so that they don't owe you a refund and they can't fine you. I don't know how long that's going to last, but that's out there.
Secondly, all right, let's be clear. They said day one they would take the refunds in the bill. We read the subsection on air probably 30, 40 times. And they would go on CNN and MSNBC. If anybody wonders why CNN's collapsing, being dumped off Dish Network, being dumped off cable systems all over the country, it's because they went on TV and said it was racist like MSNBC, that there was no fine, there was no tax. Everyone now knows they're a fraud. They have destroyed themselves. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, they're liars. There's a communist news network. Secondly, though, in the gold and silver exchange here in North Dakota, there's a free DVD out. I have yet to get it, but apparently it talks about how the New World Order is planning on crushing the dollar here next fall. And I thought that that's what a coincidence that also next October, next fall, that's when the last of the four blood moons hits. And you know how symbolic the New World Order is. I really think something bad is going to happen here around next fall. I want to know if you've heard anything about that.
Well, all the economists say the next year is critical. The economy's been sliding for a long time. They've been papering over it with fraudulent jobs numbers and inflation numbers. I mean, that's admitted. And for the average person, it's really rough. If you're in a boon town or in the right business area, you're doing good because our economy is somewhat diverse when it comes to entertainment and services. But if you go into a depression with a service economy, you're not collapsing. You're dead. It's road warrior. So, yes, the globalists are obsessed with astrology, obsessed with blood moons. I'm not. They are. I've been to Bohemian Grove. I've covered Skull and Bones. I've covered the UN. They tell our kids to be atheistic, but they're into the occult, and these blood moons certainly do have something to do with it. I appreciate your call. Thank you so much, Bob. Let's go ahead and talk to Sherry in Texas. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thank you. Here's an overview as I see it. All is a means to an end. If you're going to ban the guns and not the drugs, and the drugs are a means to an end. In other words, you take certain drugs, you're denied certain guns. And also, if people are arrested and booked, then they can be exploited. The more they know about us, the more they can use against us, and the more they can deny us.
Well, sure, that's it. I mean, look, slavery's outlawed, and then they bring in prohibition just so the government can make money off the black market. People get smart, get rid of that after 10 years. Right then, they made narcotics illegal that were sold at corner drug stores with much lower drug use level because losers took that stuff. Everybody knew it. or you might take laudanum, which was opium if you had a really bad toothache, you know, once a year. But there were addict problems, but there wasn't a black market because a bottle of laudanum in 1925 cost about 10 cents. A bottle, a brown bottle, I've looked it up, cost about 25 cents of opium with more than 20 dosages of it. And there wasn't a black market, wasn't drug addicts everywhere. They made it illegal. So the Roosevelt family that had a monopoly on the shipping it in could now have a black market and make even more money. And folks, if you don't know about that, look it up. And I admire Teddy Roosevelt on many fronts. I didn't admire Theodore Roosevelt, but you know the family was the main dynasty bringing in opium and making it into heroin. That was a U.S. invention, by the way. Thank you so much for your call. I mean, the public people, when I say this, send me emails saying you're a conspiracy theorist. It is a fact that Coca-Cola, from the day it was made, and Dr. Pepper, from the day it was made, Dr. Pepper was the first soft drink developed in Texas at a pharmacy in Waco. From the day it was made, had cocaine in it. Other brands of soft drink, tonics, you had to have mixed at the drugstore. You'd go to the drugstore, they would mix different herbs in, including caffeine, opium, heroin, cocaine, you name it. That's why Coke's called Coke. And the Coke flavor is a decoconated, like decaffeinated coffee, cocaine. That's why they always joke and say, they have in a big safe the secret ingredient. It's all a big joke. It's cocaine. That's how dumbed down the public is. The secret ingredient is cocaine. The cocaine facilities in South America and Central America on record are the global distributors of legal pharmaceutical cocaine used in a bunch of different surgeries. And by the way, this is all verified info, but you won't see it on television. So it's all a big joke. It's all a big joke. You need to understand that. They wouldn't have an excuse to break down your door or have secret spies or checkpoints. Notice they use the drug war to build the police state. And then now they use the drug war to, quote, say everybody's a terrorist and then vice versa. Or they pass anti-terror laws like the Patriot Act and then use it on the American people in non-terror-related cases. This is how the scam works. One more call before we go to break. Then we'll go to Robert, John, Ronnie, Robert, Itamio, Anthony, Ryan, and others. Andrew in Illinois, you'll take us out of this hour. Go ahead.
Yeah, I started out having a paid health insurance, but now they make me pay it. My guaranteed insurance is taken away. Now next year it might double. I almost wish I was an illegal alien, then it'd be free.
Well, that's right, and almost everybody who was part-time is now, who's full-time is going to part-time to get out of Obamacare. And did you hear public schools all over the country are firing their teachers and rehiring them part-time?
Oh, my. Plus, there was hundreds of Department of Homeland Security vehicles were found in Chesterfield. What's that all about?
The government is in a multi-billion round armored vehicle buildup against us. They're publicly training to, quote, take on returning veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, Christians, evangelicals. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. The backlash is, though, it woke up the military and police that they were openly called in the last 3 years and prepared for war with anybody that isn't a total criminal. But let me ask you this. How far do you think they can go? Have they gone too far? Will Obamacare get repealed?
I hope so.
I hear you. I hear you, Andrew. God bless you. All right, here's the toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539. We've got a bunch of callers on hold, but our system's computerized, so we turn it on and off. We're opening the phone system right now to fill up those lines, 877-789-ALEX. Second hour, straight ahead, call after call after call. Then an update with Ja'Kari Jackson and Joe Biggs in Ferguson. We've got calls about Ferguson. Folks want to talk about that. And more. In fact, Ryan's up next, says Ferguson to be a lot bigger than expected. We'll find out why he thinks that and more. This is real radio, Americana, common sense. That's why they call us radical. That's why they call us terrorists. Well, King George called the founders terrorists. We just want freedom. I'm Alex Jones.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to go to Ryan so he has plenty of time in the next segment from Missouri. He says Ferguson to be a lot bigger than expected. We've got our reporters that are on the ground there. Gun sales are up 300% in Missouri right now, and fears of rioting as the media basically fans the flames of that when this verdict comes out on the police officer that shot a black man. And I've seen a lot of bad officer shootings. That one in Albuquerque where they shoot the homeless guy who's unarmed and then let the dog bite him and make fun of him. And turns out the cop driving up on his police video, driving up, says, "I can't wait to kill this guy." I mean, we would just tell you the truth if the cop was bad. He was physically attacked and charged. But it doesn't mean the police should shoot reporters with rubber bullets for no reason. In fact, can you guys cue up the video where they come up? Well, that's so much cussing on it and threatened to shoot Biggs. I'll effing kill you. And that cop was suspended. I wonder if he's still suspended. I mean, you don't need that guy driving a bus, man, much less being a cop. Come up to just peaceful reporters doing nothing and saying, "I'll effing kill you." So I appreciate my reporters volunteering to go up there. I had Jakari and Biggs say to me, "Hey, are you ready? Want us to go up there?" And I said, "I'm not going to send you up there. You know, I'm not going to put you on the spot and say, hey, I want you to go." They were ready to go. So they're going to pop in the bottom of the hour. Let's go to the bottom of the call list and talk to Anthony in New York. Then we'll go to Ryan, Tim, Robert, John, Ronnie, Robert. And, well, when we come back to, I'll go to, am I pronouncing that right? How do you pronounce that? Itamio? Or how do you say it? Okay, good. We'll get to that fella as well. Anthony in New York, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm all right, brother. What's on your mind?
I'm very good. You know, of course, you know this, the PDD 51, you know, President Director 51.
Yes, tell folks what PDD 51 does.
Well, what it basically does is that any catastrophic event, economic, social, or any event that can actually create, he can become a full dictator. Basically, our Constitution is invalid.
Yep, and Bush signed that, and then Obama expanded PDD 51 and said for any crisis, including economic, Congress is suspended, you name it. How sensational is that? You know, I've covered that so many times over the years, I forget to bring that back up, that's why the president thinks he can operate outside the Constitution and law, is they're claiming that he can be a dictator because of the crises.
And you know that under, you know, the gun treaty that's going to take effect next month, all they have to do is create a situation, and basically he could just suspend the Constitution and take our guns away. Basically, he can do that.
You're right, but they haven't announced those powers, though they're operating under an emergency. The question is moral authority. If Congress doesn't go along with this, and if Congress says, no, you can't legalize the illegals, no, you can't restrict the Second Amendment, no, you can't shut off the power plants, no, you can't launch wars without authorization, then they can have a conflict where they start impeaching him. The question is, why haven't they impeached him so far? Because they're intimidated.
Not only that, but they have a lot of dirt on them. Basically, you know, the
NSA.
Yeah, exactly. Correct. Yes. Basically, you know, they have a lot of dirt on all these politicians. I think they know that they have them in their pockets, so that's why they haven't impeached him yet.
Well, that's it. And so they can blame him for the agenda when it's bigger than Obama. Exactly. And the Republican leadership, Boehner and Mitch McConnell and John McCain, can sit over there behind closed doors with Harry Reid and Pelosi and all this other trash and act like there's opposition, and that's how they keep fooling us. That's how this keeps happening, is this bait and switch. I don't think the American people are totally dumbed down now to this. I think they're starting to get wise.
One more thing. I saw on the internet, this is kind of crazy, that you're a double agent. I mean, like a CIA agent. I mean, that's crazy.
If the CIA is putting out what I'm putting out, then they're good. But no, I don't work for the CIA, never met anybody in the CIA. I've said that I've had family. That's like saying I had a family that works for Coca-Cola. It's so big. They recruited heavily out of Texas that did stuff for the CIA. A lot of family in the Army and stuff. And they all told me, "You're right, man, the government's evil. This stuff's all going on. Good job." People say on the internet that I'm Bill Hicks, that I'm a Vatican agent, I work for Israel, I'm a space alien. If I am a space alien, then we need more of these space aliens because I'm fighting for freedom. I'm pro-human, even though I'm an alien.
When you grab him, that's when you fail. Two versus two. What's good for you?
KMON, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. sound more like everyone else than anyone else.
Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're taking a lot of calls today, mainly on Obamacare, but folks are bringing up Ferguson, which when this verdict comes out on this police officer shooting, there a lot of folks are saying if he isn't indicted, there's going to be riots. If he is indicted, there's going to be riots. And there's folks all over the country saying they're planning to riot. I hope that's not the case because it becomes a giant political diversion. I mentioned this, so I'll cover it now and then go to your phone calls. Ryan and many others that are patiently holding on this live Sunday edition. Bill Cosby's attorney calls rape allegations decades old and discredited. That's from CNN. Bill Cosby refuses to address sexual assault allegations on NPR interview, will no longer appear on David Letterman's show. The stunning fall of America's dad is what page 6 says of the New York Post. Bill Cosby raped me. Why did it take 30 years for people to believe my story? You know, everything in this country is about power. And Bill Cosby has criticized gang thug culture and hip hop. Bill Cosby doesn't have a criminal record. And now you got a bunch of people that were behind closed doors with Bill Cosby 20, 30 years later saying he raped him. He may have done this, but my gut tells me it's probably not true or it's exaggerated. It is now standard for women in divorces. Psychologists will tell you this. It's in the criminology. Because the feminists teach all sex is rape. To say that you've been raped. Or to say if you argue with a woman, it's harassment. You argue with your wife, it's harassment now. You're not allowed to do that. And you've got DynCorp caught running child kidnap slaves in the Associated Press, the Wall Street Journal, and the Chicago Tribune 6-7 years ago, congressional hearings, they didn't get in trouble. Kidnap kids. They didn't say, where are the kids? Out of Europe. You've got ISIS killing 300-plus thousand people under the al-Qaeda name in Syria, blowing up hundreds of churches. It's no big deal. But you've got Hollywood clearly with sexual abuse, clearly of young children going on, major cover-ups. I know a lot of folks in Hollywood, they've talked about it, told me about it. So it's going on. I mean, look at the Catholic priesthood, where they would go and say, I'm having homosexual thoughts when you're 14 years old or whatever. The story's been in the news. And they say, well, join the priesthood, because there's like a group within it recruiting people in. Look at Penn State. I mean, that's clearly bigger than what we were told. We've talked about Penn State 10 years ago when I had a John DeCamp on, the guy that wrote the Franklin cover-up, saying that Boys Town and that separately Penn State was a pedophile ring. And then it came out. And I was delaying him when he was saying on air. I was like, delay that. I'm like, look, we're not saying that. There's no proof. It came out later. So those of us that aren't into this stuff can't even imagine it, but it's going on out there. But then I see Bill Cosby with no proof, no indictments. Now that he's at, quote, has been, the system's done with him, they're not killing him like a lot of Hollywood stars end up getting killed. It's come out to get their insurance money or to make them big again, so the people that own, their managers can get some money. Bill Cosby is being politically assassinated right now, and he may be guilty of throwing some woman down and doing something. I don't know. It's the fact that the media is jumping on this and piling on him. Let me tell you, folks, when Bill Clinton settled, not one, not two, not three, not four, it was more than five cases. I've interviewed these women on air. Juanita Broderick, you name it. When he settled rape cases, Gloria Steinem, the feminists, wouldn't say a word. They would attack those women. I've interviewed the guy who saw Clinton going in with Jennifer Flowers and got his legs broken by the state police. I've interviewed the people that saw the kids basically being killed on the railroad tracks in MENA. Believe me, I've been doing this 20 years. I know every angle of it. When they want to cover up for somebody, they cover up. So when they go after Bill Cosby, I don't put any stock in it. Because 30 years later, especially when you become a, quote, celebrity, I'm nothing like Bill Cosby. But I have 15, 20 million listeners a week. I had a caller earlier. You know, going, let me ask you a question. I heard you're a double agent of the CIA on the internet. Is that true? Well, people say I'm Puff the Magic Dragon on the internet. They say I'm a space alien. They say I work for all the... Judge a tree by its fruits. Don't just throw out a mindless allegation. What do? I promote the Second Amendment, family values, freedom, sovereignty, a renaissance. I've never done anything wrong. I've never been indicted. I've never been in trouble. And the truth is, I've talked about some family I've had that have been in the CIA who told me, you're right about all this. I saw it. That's why I told those stories. That's where that comes from. But it doesn't matter. If the CIA talked and acted like me, I would support them. And quite frankly, it's CIA whistleblowers like Tosh Plumlee, Ray McGovern. I mean, he was one of the top analysts in the country, Ray McGovern. He briefed Ronald Reagan and George Bush as their main briefer. He was in the CIA almost 40 years. He comes on and agrees with everything I say. So if the CIA was like Ray McGovern, I would be all for it. Same thing with all these NSA whistleblowers. I've had the former director, a director of the NSA on 5 times, my show. Couple times, David Knight, agreeing with everything I say. A global, panopticonic, computerized, predict the future, takeover of society, William Binney, to create total tyranny. I've talked to folks like him and others when they were just a decade ago, 15 years ago, the NSA wasn't doing all this illegal stuff. They were targeting foreign governments that they should be. There are a lot of good people in the government. But you've got a lot of dumbed down people on the internet, just like what's his name? This Gruber guy saying that people are dumb. Just throw slogans at him. It's the same deal. Instead of being a real intellectual, having real facts, you just say, oh, Alex Jones is bad. He's been proven to be this. So, yes, I work for the Vatican. I work for Israel. I work for the CIA. I work for space aliens. I am Bill Hicks. I am all these other people. No, I'm none of those people, folks. But it wouldn't matter if I was, because it's what I say and what I stand for that matters. And it isn't a show about Alex Jones. But I have experienced people wanting to target you and people wanting to shake you down because you give them a job or because you let them get around you. They use the fact that, I mean, I'll hardly be in a room alone with somebody that in my family. And I know so many, Jesse Ventura won't do it either. Especially a woman, because they'll just make stuff up. And that's how immoral our society is. People think you get ahead making stuff up and being a drama queen. Instead, no, you really still get ahead being honorable, not screwing people over, doing what you say you'll do, telling the truth. See, I'm so honorable is why people always attack my honor. Because the system taps my phones. The system knows what I've done for 20 years. They know who my family is. They know I come from a good family. They know I'm an American as it gets. I mean, quite frankly, I'm as American as it gets. The whole pedigree's ridiculous, okay? Founding Texas, Mayflower, 1776, everything. You want me to talk about me? I'm good. I love God. I love justice. I love freedom. I love you being wealthy and successful. There's a bunch of crooks that hate my guts, and they think you're so stupid. They can go out and say, oh, he's a right-winger. Oh, he's a racist. Oh, he works for Israel. Oh, he doesn't bash Israel. I mean, you go to the white supremacist sites, they don't attack Benjamin Netanyahu. They don't attack Ben-Gurion. They don't attack Jesus Christ. They attack me. Why do you think the most globalist Fed-run organizations in the world talk about how they want to kill me all day? Because they hate my guts, folks, because they're Fed-run. I want to bring humanity together. I want prosperity. I want freedom. I want a future. That's who I am. And what I've produced and what I stand for stands on its own. Your calls are coming up.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart.
and the heart of the resistance.
Rallying patriots.
Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, around here, we got our fighting spirit. We're not rolling over and dying. Let's go right to Ryan and loaded phones, like 15 phone calls here. Ryan in Missouri, you're on the air. What's your take on the Ferguson situation? They're saying today, tomorrow, we've got our reporters on the ground that they're going to release this grand jury decision on whether they're going to indict this police officer or not. Why did they just do it weeks ago? You know, why is it taking so long to build up? It seems like the media is really trying to build up a hysteria here. What do you think is going to happen?
I think it's going to be a lot worse than what the average people out on the street, even I've lived North St. Louis for a long time, but I don't think it's going to be as big as the Watts riots. But people, I just want to say that there's around 12 people in my family, and we're the worst people in this country. It's full of veterans. It's full of Eagle Scouts. It's full of survivalists. It's full of freedom-loving patriots. We all own weapons. We're all informed. We all have a plan A and B, and this is the first time in my two-decade life that my dad has called the plan A into action. And I know it has a lot to do with where we're located, but we are at our resort or our retreat property right now, just waiting this out because, of course, they're not going to do it at the end of the week where the average person is more happy. They're going to do it at the beginning of the week where the average person is, you know, just in general more upset, have to go back to work.
Well, that's whatever. What's sick. They seem to do all this stuff to make it as bad as possible.
Right. And then this thing with Bill Cosby, you know, Bill Cosby, they're done with him, so they just threw him under the bus. And every news channel talking about this is kind of subliminal, you know, about, you know, the day before, you know, a couple days before it's released. Just getting people pumped up. You know, all the local news channels in L.A., you can see them on YouTube. It's just, they're fear-mongering. You're getting people. The unorganized public is no match for the organized police / military. And it's the same thing as these days.
And they want to have some of these riots because then they can get more police state funding and further bring this country into a tyranny. The average cop doesn't want that, but we're here to decompartmentalize that. Thank you for your call. Bill Cosby bashes thugs and welfare moms. We can't blame white people. I'm telling you, this is political, folks. He's come out and criticized Obama. He says you can't blame white people. And then there's never any proof of all this rape garbage. It's 30-year-old, and he just won't respond. And the media is like, you're bad, you're bad. They don't. All I'm saying is when there's real stuff that's proven, the media won't do anything about it. But when they pick somebody to destroy him, they'll do it. And I just don't pile on. That's all I'm saying. He may be guilty, but you know what? You're innocent until proven guilty. The last several years, Cosby has criticized President Obama for a range of broken promises and rallied against entitled Americans for their thuggish behavior and incessant willingness to remain uneducated. He's talking about black Americans. And so he's not with the program, folks. So bye-bye, Bill. Telling you, this is a hit job. A hit job. Anybody can see it. That's all I'm saying. He might have actually done it, but it's selective enforcement. John in FEMA Region 5, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, how you doing today?
Good, brother. Thanks for holding.
Hey, listen, I got an idea. As money talks, and, you know, as long as Congress is not going to act, why don't we just not pay our bills for insurance or pay what we used to pay instead?
That's right. I mean, if enough Americans did it, it might do something, but they'll just dump your insurance or still fine you. I'm wondering how they get away with it when it doubles or triples premiums, has death panels, and the main architect laughs at people and says it's a giant screw job. I screwed you. How it then stays in place and Boehner and the Republican leaders won't repeal it.
Well, I think the globalists have got an eye and their finger on the pulse of everything that's in everybody's closet in the Republican Party, so that's why they're not doing anything.
Or they'll manufacture it, exactly. Bill Cosby is a message. Listen, you stay in your place, and you do what you're told, or we'll destroy you. So that's why there's got to become a point where, if there's some patriot like Rand Paul or Ted Cruz, and folks pop up in Klan outfits at their rally and say, I love Ted Cruz or Rand Paul, you got to know it's a setup. And back when that happened, when Rand Paul was running for Senate and won the primary, I said on air, I said, let's search out these people's faces. Folks, you know who they are. They were Democratic Party operatives working for the party, dressed up like racists, saying racist things with rebel flags, meaning to demonize Rand. But it didn't work. We caught Democrats down at an event in Houston last year saying racist stuff with the whole Trayvon Martin deal. This is what they do. They race bait. And so we don't just knee-jerk believe something when it's put out immediately. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Ronnie in Texas, speaking of Rand Paul, go ahead.
Yes, I think it's remarkable that Dr. Rand Paul is now acknowledged as a major leader of the Republican Party by the very same lame-scheme media who for decades went way out of their way to ignore and or belittle his father, my hero, Dr. Ron Paul. Senator Dr. Rand Paul actually filibustered against the tyrannical NDAA that now gives our truly evil president the legal authority to seize and or execute anyone without trial on the virtual whim of our dictator-in-chief.
That's right. Great point. And that ties in, Ronnie, to PDD 51 and the new executive order where Obama expanded an earlier executive order. Folks, just Google PDD 51 and new executive order give Obama dictator power for any crisis, including economic. For any crisis, including economic, he can suspend Congress, you name it. Well, I don't care if you sign an executive order saying that. We're not going to let Congress say, okay, and do that. But he is about to use UN treaties, you name it, to supersede Congress. We are at a crossroads right now. Thank you, Ronnie. Robert in California, you want to talk about Gruber's Goobers. Go ahead.
Hey, brother.
Hey, man.
Hey, Goobers Groobers. Obamacare is a fraud. Isn't that fraud committed by all three branches? And quoting the cold case posse, how many felonies do we have to prosecute?
Well, it is a felony when you get paid $400,000 to write a report for Congress saying it's not a tax, and then you laugh and say, we deceived them, we weren't transparent, it was a tax, dumb Americans. I mean, he's confessing in five videos now, and in one saying, when I met with the president, he said, I can't let folks know I'm going to increase their prices, so they figured out a system to lie to people. I mean, I played that clip like four times last week, and it's just... They're literally crapping on us and rubbing it in. And I'm sorry to use that analogy. I don't use profanity or I don't use gross language, but that's the only way to describe it. I mean, that's what I'm saying. How much do we have to put up with? How much? That's my question.
Listen, I got a question, another one. If we take and report this to a federal judge as a crime against Obamacare, what do you think happens?
I think it's a great question. In fact, I'm glad you called in on the topic. I want to hear from listeners coming up if we talk to our reporters for a few minutes from Ferguson. What do we do about this? This guy's dancing on our grave politically, freedom-wise, if we don't bring him to justice. I mean, this guy has engaged in fraud, in my view.
Big Brother.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-up.
You want answers?
You want answers? Well, so does he.
Live
from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, I've been watching, and I've been waiting. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We, of course, return weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Find details at InfoWarsNews.com. We have the live Sunday transmission. We're live 4 to 6 p.m. Central every Sunday. I want to thank all the new affiliates. I mean, we're getting like two, three new affiliates a week right now. We're getting close to 200 affiliates. Very exciting on the weekday show. Well over 100 on the weekend show. Very exciting. And the reason I started this weekend show 7 years ago was to give big stations and little stations alike a taste of the show. It's pretty radical. I mean, 2 + 2 = 4 is pretty much illegal at the Department of Education. So that's radical and racist as well. We're kind of like 2 + 2 = 4 here. Freedom's good. George Washington's good. Family's good. Keeping some of your money's good. You know, just bad stuff. Bad people. And it's worked great. I mean, the stations usually pick it up on Sunday for a few months, then put us on weeknights, or, you know, take the daytime show and re-air it, and then we go live. And they end up putting us on and removing the establishment talk show host. And that shows America is waking up, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very exciting. Infowars.com is the news website. But my job's easy. I just study history, common sense, and then try to just get up here and tell the truth and tell you my opinion on things. I want to go to Clavin and Brian and Atomio and Robert and Robert and Gerald and Damien and Tim and Ryan. I will get to everybody. But tomorrow we're going to have Jakari Jackson and, of course, Joe Biggs, our reporters, who got hit with rubber bullets and tear gas and you name it a few months ago in Ferguson. They're going to be there awaiting the grand jury verdict on the Brown shooting case. And again, from what we've seen, a lot of evidence points towards the cop telling the truth, but the whole handling of it seems like a psyop. So very suspicious. We're going to get Jakari Jackson's take. We've also got their filed report on Infowars.com where we're talking about a 300% increase in gun sales in the state. We've got those interviews with gun dealers, you name it. And Jakari's report, The Calm Before the Storm, has gone viral as well. So, Jakari, just give us a recap so far of what you see going on and what you think is going to happen. What's your gut tell you?
Jakari Jackson reporting live just north of Ferguson, Missouri. Yeah, like you talked about in that report, Alex, we had a chance to go to West Florissant yesterday, walk the streets, and we saw not so much gun owners, but we saw shop owners boarding up their windows, their establishments, and none of them really wanted to talk on camera. But they were telling us, yeah, we're very much concerned. You know, they think that that was exactly the calm before the storm. And so people were making preparations. We saw several buildings, even a lot of phone stores, you know, your T-Mobile stores, your Boost Mobile stores. They had their buildings completely boarded up in anticipation of this verdict coming down with Officer Wilson. And we had a chance, myself and Joe Biggs, we went to the liquor store today, where Mike Brown was, and we were looking around trying to see if we could get a feel for it. And a lot of the locals were telling us here that they didn't think Mike Brown had gone to that particular store or at least committed the crime that they said he did, stealing the cigarillos or whatever they were from behind the counter. And I looked around, and I'm about 6'1". I don't know how big Mike was, but I'm about 6'1". And where they were placed in that particular store, it would have been difficult for me to grab. Could somebody have done it? Yeah, but, you know, it takes somebody much larger than me. Like I said, I'm not exactly sure how big Mike was. But
well, what do they say about the video that they purport to be him?
Well, a lot of people were saying that that wasn't him. Now, to me, it looked like it was him, especially if you contrast that with the footage, or I guess the still images of Mike on the ground, I guess a few minutes later after his encounter with Wilson. He does appear to be wearing the same clothing, does appear to be the same body type, same body proportions. So I'll say, to me, it did look like Mike, although some people dispute that it was him.
All right. Anything else that you think you should add? I mean, they were saying maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow. What intel are you gathering on when the verdict may be from the grand jury on whether to indict the police officer?
We've been hearing a whole lot that it's going to be tomorrow. Local news is teasing it. A lot of them don't want to come out and say definitive tomorrow, but a lot of people are speculating that it will be Monday when the verdict comes down. And we've also seen that a lot of churches are volunteering to care for school children because they anticipate the schools to be closed as well. So they're saying, hey, bring your kids over here to the church, to the rec center. We'll take care of them while you're at work, and hopefully, you know, the riots won't affect the churches if the riots do happen.
Anything else, Jakari, you want to add?
No, we're here. We're ready. We got the gear. We got the infidel body armor. Joe Biggs is here. You know, we're going to be in the thick of it. You know, if it does turn ugly, hopefully it doesn't. You know, everything was calm around the quick trip yesterday. No protest, no anything. So hopefully it remains that way. But if it does happen to hit the fan, we'll be here to document it, Infowars.com.
That's right. Right around that grocery store that got burned down, that seems to be the epicenter of the protesting. A lot of legitimate protesters, a lot of smart people out there. Some, you know, unsavory groups coming in to capitalize on it. But they're talking about riots in Chicago, other areas. I mean, I understand people's concern about a police state. At the same time, though, I think it'll make the police state worse if people run around rioting. But if folks are angry, what could they do? Well, they could go vote, or they could file lawsuits. I mean, I don't like the fact that Ferguson's like 70% black, and what, there's two black police officers out of 50-something. I mean, there are some issues there. But running around just, you know, randomly getting mad, I don't think it's a productive, Jakari. What do you think?
No, that's exactly how I feel. You know, if you want to have a peaceful protest, go talk to your police chief. Go talk to the prosecutor, whoever it may be. But burning down this neighborhood is not going to solve anything. But the thing about it is, a lot of these people coming to do this harm, they're not from here. You know, these guys, they come from Chicago, they come from wherever else. They think it's like a cool, you know, instead of go out to the bar, to the club, or, you know, watch the game, let's go burn down a neighborhood. And then they go back home to their
place. Well, yeah, I mean, we see that with sports fans all over the world, too. It happens in South America, Europe, Africa, the U.S. Everybody does it. It's a thug culture. And whether it's, you know, Northern England thugs burning something down or folks in Chicago, it's just a bunch of aimless youth that never grew up and never got a job. Thank you, Jakari. We're going to have you live tomorrow as all this unfolds and at night as the verdict comes out. And be safe in the middle of that. You guys, you know, do as much as you want, but be safe because you guys volunteered to go up there. We appreciate your courage. We're going to come back in a moment and talk to Joe Biggs after he jumps in front of the mic there, in front of the camera, in just a moment. Then we're going to come back and race through calls. Calvin, let's talk about Ferguson. Brian and Tim and everybody else. We're going to get to Ryan in Tennessee, you name it, after this break. But if we've got Joe Biggs now in front of the camera, Joe, give us your quick take as a reporter and as an analyst on what you think is going to happen.
Well, I think all hell will break loose because we pretty much have a good feeling that, you know, Officer Wilson will not be charged with the murder of Mike Brown, and he will be released. The mayor of Ferguson has come out and said that if indeed he is cleared of all charges, he will be cleared to go back to work and work as a police officer on the beat out here on the streets. Now, I don't know if that decision's purely up to them or if Wilson has any say in that, but if I were him, I would not want to be seen in this area again whatsoever. You know, I use social media quite a bit to talk with the people in this area who organize a lot of these protests. There was a protest today we tried to get to, but it started snowing so bad we weren't able to make it to because it was about 30 minutes south.
Global warming.
But Al Gore, like you said. But, you know, protesters were laying in the middle of the roads, blocking a very ritzy neighborhood street, and they had drawn chalk around them, just like, you know, when someone dies on the road, and they were all laying in the roads protesting there. Everyone says, the snow's not going to stop us. We will come out. If you board up your windows, we'll just burn the building down. So everyone's very adamant about attacking this entire place and just, you know, rioting and doing whatever. You know, what they're saying now is this is no longer, they're no longer considered protesters. They are considered people starting a revolution that they're hoping it'll spark a revolution across the U.S. where people in Atlanta, Chicago, and other places will stand up against the police state. And their way of doing it is with violence. And, you know, they're calling out, you know, when I went to the gun store and spoke to the owner yesterday, you know, he pulled me aside and he said, you know, from what I see on Twitter and Facebook, just you being white, there's a good chance that you might get shot or something like that. And he was, you know, very concerned for, you know, our health and well-being. And I can understand that. But, you know, we're professionals. We're going to be out here. We've done this. We're going to document it. And, you know, I've got some other stuff to talk about. So if you want to come back, we can.
Yeah, I want you to finish up quickly, Joe Biggs. We're going to go right to these calls. You'll be back on tomorrow as well with the weekday show, 11 a.m. Central. Our reporters are in the war zone.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, the Prime Minister of Canada got in Putin's face, and Putin left the G20. I mean, stuff's really escalating. I want to go to your calls here in just a moment. Finishing up, Joe Biggs reporting from nearby Ferguson. He's there in St. Louis. They're now saying the verdict should be tomorrow, and they're reporting that all hell's probably going to break loose. That's what the police are saying. In fact, the social media is pretty much saying there'll be a riot regardless of whether the cops indicted or not. That just sounds bizarre, Joe.
Well, it's just like a sporting event. Say if the St. Louis Cardinals were to win the World Series, people would take to the streets, start flipping cars. It happens after Stanley Cups are won, you know, in a hockey game. So, you know, people riot when there's something positive and people riot when there's something negative. It's just a way for people to unleash that rage that they've had pent up all year. But, you know, I got some really good intel today that there are quite a bit of Homeland Security vehicles being spotted. I'd say about 20, 25 minutes out around the St. Louis area. There's a big block of the area. And there was a Navy veteran Thursday who posted a picture on Facebook, and he works at the Chesterfield Mall and or at the Drury Inn Mall in Chesterfield. And what he did is he was driving through the parking lot to go to work, and he saw tons and tons of DHS vehicles parked in there. And so he took a picture and took some video and posted it to Facebook and said, "Why are all these Homeland Security officers here? Hashtag Ferguson." Well, he was called in Friday by his boss and told to take those down. Well, then my buddy runs a radio station here in St. Louis. He was called by this guy who was a Navy veteran, and he was called this morning, and he was told he was fired. The Department of Homeland Security saw those pictures, and the place where he works has also been fined as well for basically divulging secret information about where they're hiding. So,
by the way, the press is allowed to do that. They shouldn't be intimidating folks. They shouldn't have let that guy go just because the feds told him to. But we see more and more of this. Joe, do a special report on that. Try to interview that guy. This is just outrageous. Great job. Any other intel?
Well, like we said, it's pretty good chance that it's going to happen tomorrow. And the reason I say that is because on Friday, the schools told the parents, hey, we're going to give your child extra homework. That way, for Monday, when they don't come in, they can catch up on the work and be ready for Tuesday if things go back to normal. So with that being said, it looks like Monday. Also, some more mainstream media news sources came into town today as well from out of town, you know, from New York and places like that for tomorrow. So, you know, give or take, tomorrow's going to happen at some point in time, and we're going to be out there at the courthouse as it happens, bringing you guys live, up-to-date coverage. So
that's right. Tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, and the nightly news at night. You're going to be there until the verdict there in Ferguson, Missouri. Great job, Joe and Jakari.
And I want to say thank you to Infidel Body Armor for giving this. We appreciate it very much. It's nice to have this extra protection.
Yeah, they're a good sponsor, too. Thank you so much, Joe. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let's go ahead and race through your calls. Itamio, I think, in California. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Thanks, Alex.
Welcome.
To answer your question about the amount of tyranny we will put up with, I just think it goes back to what Thomas Jefferson said. We're going to deal with it until we don't deal with it. If instead of this Obamacare legislation getting passed, just think if it was the Federal Reserve we were voting for. It would have got passed, and we would have the Federal Reserve just like we have Obamacare. And it'd be 100 years of the same thing. So I just think that when people get tired, that's when they'll do something about it. I think so long as electricity works, we're content with being slaves.
I agree. I mean, humans have always been on the edge of extinction until modern times, so survival was winning. So as long as they give us the electricity and the chicken feed, we seem to put up with anything. The question is, how far will this go where they admit Obamacare is meant to hurt us and bankrupt us and screw us over? I mean, why are they so arrogant? That's a question.
Well, the arrogance comes from their natural proclivity to it.
That's right.
This is what they do. They said it before. We're going to do this to you. How will you respond? If you lay down, well, we're going to do more. If you lay down some more, well, then we're going to do more. Until you rise up and actually begin to withdraw your consent from our criminal activity, we're going to engage in
it. I agree. And you do it by suing them. You do it by suing the architects that admit it's a fraud. You do it by not complying. You do it by saying no. You do it by getting involved, not by burning down your city. Thank you so much, sir. Great points. Brian, in FEMA Region 5, thanks for holding. What former state are you in?
Wisconsin.
All right, welcome.
All right, welcome. Yeah, thanks, Adam. It's good to talk to you. I talked to you about 3 years ago, and I wanted Ron Paul to get more hardcore, and you suggested that we waterboard him with coffee.
I don't remember that, but that's a funny idea.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think we should waterboard the entire Congress with some coffee. As far as this Gruber character goes, he's like one of these hip, trendy, enlightened, sophisticated, know-better types. Why hasn't he been arrested? I mean, people talk about suing him. How come he hasn't been arrested? He's admitted.
Well, I think a grand jury. He got paid $400,000 to produce a fraud to fool Congress and to fool the dumb voters, and he admits it's a premeditated fraud. So he should be indicted by a grand jury for fraud.
Absolutely. I'm sitting there like, why is, you know, whoever's supposed to do this? Why hasn't he? Why are they sitting on their hands?
Well, it's in my opinion that's the case, but there's not much opinion there. I mean, this thing is a giant screw job written by foreign banks that own the insurance companies. And I hear you. Good to hear from you. Great point. Thanks for holding. Tim in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, good evening.
Good evening.
Got a couple things I'd like to mention. The tyranny that's going on at the federal level, I think the one of the ways, the solutions we can stop this is with our constitutional sheriffs at the county level.
Yes, sheriffs.
Stop this tyranny.
Yes, we need to get sheriffs elected that'll follow the Constitution. Great point.
And one other thing, I talked to another deputy here just yesterday, and all these illegals that are coming across the border, he says they don't even ask for green cards now. He says it's just useless. It's a mute point because of what the president's going to do. And they're overloading our system. We have van loads of them coming up 35 in Missouri every day, and there's nothing they can do about it.
And they're above the law, and the banks and everybody cater because they're part of the plan to bankrupt the country. Nothing against these poor folks. They're leaving collapsed countries. They want to collapse us as well to then buy the country up for pennies on the dollar. This is Agenda 21 program. You're absolutely right. So you're saying that the deputies up in your area, Missouri, are they aware of what's going on?
Oh, yeah. They say they don't even ask for their green cards. What they do is they arrest them for whatever the issue is. And when they have three hits, then they, you know, they can do something about it when they're arrested three times. But he says most of them don't even have driver's license or driving on Mexican driver's license. You know, they're not even driving legally, but there's
no, I know. And we have the book thrown at us, and then it's just a romper room. Great point, Tim. Gerald in Arkansas, you're on the air about the Obama unaffordable screw job health care act. Go ahead.
Yeah, basically, Alex, I'm a first-time caller, but I support you in what you're doing.
God bless you.
You're a true patriot, and here's the thing that I have not heard anybody talk about. We're still under common law.
Yes.
Okay, why does nobody understand that the code cannot... We're under Uniform Commercial Code. That's not talked about very much. So the code, if you put it in Google under Uniform Commercial Code, you'll come up and then click on common law. It explains that we're still under common law and that we can bring a common law action. The code cannot preclude a common law action. We need to attack them with the Constitution and what they have left us there to use where they can't.
No, I hear you. Well, but there is a conspiracy. There is an organized corruption, a global government by select groups being formed. That's now public. But more than that, the system's so lawless, it's just groups of criminals in the system now just robbing everything, and they don't even care if the whole thing comes down. We've now reached the rats leaving the sinking ship level. I mean, it's bad. Thank you so much, Gerald. Go ahead. Let's take one quick call from Wayne in Texas. Last caller. Sorry to the others. Wayne, real fast on the UN gun treaty coming up on Christmas.
Alex, can you hear me?
I sure can. Go ahead. Got about 30 seconds.
Okay. What I got is you put on your Paul Revere patch. The rest of us put on our Patriot patches. We go to Washington, and we stand there with our long guns and tell them to come on out. Get out. And then we have a special election. Are you there?
I'm listening.
You have a special election, and none of these that we've put under indictment are going to be able to run for office, period, because they'll all be under indictment. And then Rand Paul will have his day.
I hear you. I mean, look, it's starting to come down to that, and I don't want violence, but they're violently wrecking the country, violently butchering the border, illegally bringing in everybody. I mean, that's why Homeland Security is set up to stop what you just said. So we're trying to 1776 peacefully in an info war instead of it going physical. I'll see you back tomorrow, Lord willing. God bless you all. Great job, crew. Get out there and fight for freedom.